USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Nikki Haley is dropping out of the Republican presidential race.
I am filled with the gratitude for the outpouring of support we've received from all across our great country. But the time has now come to suspend my campaign.
Nikki Haley suspending her bid for the 2024 Republican nomination after losing 14 out of 15 Super Tuesday primaries and caucuses to former President Donald Trump. While she didn't give Trump her endorsement, she did encourage him to earn the support of the Republican and independent voters who backed her.
Democrats are touting their congressional victories ahead of President Biden's State of the Union address Thursday night. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, speaking to members of the press to highlight Democratic agenda victories.
When President Biden comes before Congress to deliver his State of the Union, Americans will hear a clear theme. America's economy is growing. Inflation is slowing. And the Democratic agenda is delivering.
Not so fast, says Republican Minority Leader Mike Johnson from Louisiana.
He's going to try to stand up here and convince the American people that the State of the Union is strong and that we're on the right track. But everybody knows that's just simply not true. The State of the Union is in decline. When you talk about our safety, our security, our sovereignty, our economy, every metric, and everybody knows it.
Firefighters in Clinton Township, Michigan, say the owners of a business that caught fire early Monday morning did not have proper permits to store combustible gas. Canisters of butane, nitrous oxide, and thousands of vape pens with lithium batteries were inside the building and exploded after a fire broke out, killing one person. The company was last inspected in 2022, and officials say they passed. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now, now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The Supreme Court is set to hear another case involving former President Donald Trump next month. USA's John Schaefer has the details.
On April 25th, the Supreme Court is scheduled to listen to oral arguments in the case concerning former President Trump's immunity. Trump is appealing a decision from a lower court that rejected his assertion of immunity from criminal prosecution in his federal election interference case. The case brought by Special Counsel Jack Smith against Trump is presently on hold as the High Court deliberates whether a former president can be charged for actions while in office.
New York Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul is announcing plans to deploy members of the New York National Guard and State Police to the New York City subway system following a slew of violent attacks. Governor Hochul discussing the plan with reporters, vowing to promote safety within the subway system.
I'm redeploying nearly 1,000 members of the New York State Police, MTA Police, and MTA National Guard to conduct bag checks in the city's busiest transit stations.
Minnesota Democratic Congressman Dean Phillips is dropping out of the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. He made the announcement Wednesday during an interview with a radio station in his home state. Phillips said he is endorsing President Biden because the choices are so clear. Phillips announced in November that he would not seek re-election for his seat in Congress. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.